We are talking Ram football. We are joined by a punter. He is a six-time All-Pro. He is a four-time Pro Bowler. He is a member of the 2010s All-Decade Team. For his career, he can throw the football now. 13 for 22, 184 yards, and a TD. He was undrafted out of Oregon State back in 2012. Johnny Hecker is my guest. Johnny, it's great to have you on. Before we get into everything, Johnny, how are you and everybody around you doing right now?
Jim, we're doing great. Yeah, we're up in here in Seattle, kind of holed up at home still, waiting to get the family moved back down to L.A. Before things start back up for us. But, yeah, we're all safe and sound. And, man, just a quick shout-out to my agent, Paul. He is currently battling COVID right now, so just let everybody know that he's in our thoughts and prayers, and me love him and pulling for him.
Absolutely. I appreciate you saying that. So, Johnny, what's it like during the quarantine? I mean, there's so many things going on, but you have a two-year-old as well. What's it like having a two-year-old during quarantine and going through that with them?
It is a blessing and a curse, absolutely, because it is, no 2 days look the same. And, he's always keeping things moving. You know, you're not sitting around too much. He's always trying to wrestle or do something, change up the activity that he's doing. So it definitely keeps the pace of the day going and kind of has everything a bit of a whirlwind around here, but it's been fun, and having this quality time with him has been really precious and something I'm going to remember for a long time. And one of the big takeaways from this thing that's been a blessing in my life and my wife as well. She's pregnant, so having the extra set of hands around when I would have been at OTAs and everything has been great for both of us.
It's good to hear. Johnny Hecker is joining us. It's like the new normal is that nothing is normal. So you've been around the league for a while. What's the offseason been like? For instance, like, what would you do normally during the offseason, and what have you done this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, for me, not a ton changes, just because I'm usually on the field by myself punting. As far as getting my position-specific work done, and then working out, kind of just been a lot more in my garage than at the facility with the guys. But that's probably the one thing that I miss the most is that camaraderie and being in the weight room and getting those conditioning sessions in with everybody else around you. And doing it by yourself is a little tough. But, you know, it's also been great to have that quality family time and be able to kind of just lay low and kind of be able to pick and choose your own schedule, but just kind of drive your own progression as the off season goes. But yeah, for the most part, just been working out in my garage. I got a little squat rack and some weights, throw them around when I can, use exercise bands, go try and jump a fence, get my punts in before I get kicked off of a field up here in Seattle. And just do what I can to keep my skills sharp and stay ready for when we do get the call back orders.
We're talking to Rams punter Johnny Hecker. Johnny, a few weeks back, I thought you had a really powerful statement on Instagram in the wake of the killing of George Floyd and conversations you had with your teammates. What were those conversations like, and what did you take away from them?
Yeah, the conversations were great. You know, it was just kind of led by Coach McVay and kind of the leadership of some of our other people of color in our organization, and they just kind of made an open forum for us to be able to talk and express our feelings, and just have open and honest communication about what we're feeling, what's going on in our country, and how we can be better and how we can listen to each other. It was a moment just for me to sit there and listen. You know, I didn't want to try and listen with the intentions of having a rebuttal or having that's the way I feel as well, is just listening to kind of take it all in and listening to the stories that a lot of my teammates and some of our coaches and support staff have had of targeted racism or, you know, ways that they've been treated unfairly because of the color of their skin solely as the sole motivation behind the injustice, which is, you know, it's tough. And, you know, I grew up in suburban Seattle, went to Oregon State, not the two biggest hotbeds of, ethnic diversity. So football has been a great tool for me to experience that, different cultures and be around Black people and realize that, you know, my childhood and my upbringing is vastly different and a totally different reality than from what they're facing on a day-to-day basis. So just to have those conversations and to realize that, man, racism is not dead. It's just a little subversive these days, and that people are still really facing an uphill battle just because of the color of their skin in our country. And we got to do better as white people or as people of influence, and just letting people know that it's not okay to do those things. And just find a way to lift people up out of situations where they are being looked down on.
Very well said. Johnny Hecker is joining us. Johnny, earlier in the offseason, you were named to the 2010s All-Decade Team. It's a tremendous honor. What's that honor mean to you?
It's cool. It's nothing that I really am going to hang my hat on at the end of the day. It's a great honor to have. There have been a lot of great punting performances through the 2010s. I'm just trying to use it as a springboard into the 2020s. You know, hopefully can extend my career a good few years into this 2020 decade. But it's a deal where I'm, you know, really thankful for the guys that I had around me during the 2010s. I had great coaching, great players around me that really sacrificed a lot for me to be productive. So that's definitely what I think of when I look back at that award or that accomplishment is all the guys that were around me that bought into our special teams philosophy. You know, I'm not punting every ball perfect out of bounds, 50 yards every time. There's a lot of plays where guys are saving me, making big tackles, downing balls inside the 20. And, man, I really owe it to those guys. So as soon as I got that recognition, I sent out a bunch of texts and let guys know that I appreciated them. And, man, just kind of gave them part of that shine, too, because I think that's really deserved.
And I know that, for a fact, they appreciate you as well. As an example, Aaron Donald was also named to the All-Decade Team. A few years back, though, long snapper Jake McQuaid said, quote, "If we have a good punt and we pin them down inside the five, watch Aaron Donald, who's maybe the best player in the NFL. Watch him come off the sideline the way he celebrates with Johnny, and Aaron Donald knows that football, he appreciates what Johnny does. If you think you're a football guy and you don't understand that, that's important. You're going to have to reassess." Like, I love that quote. What are those moments like for you when you can pin the opposing team deep and you know that Donald and the rest of the defense can just go to work?
It's a huge source of, you know, energy. It's an energy boost. You know, it's a game of momentum, and if you can have those moments where either you flip the field or pin an opponent deep, just that momentum change is, you know, you can feel it, you know, and the energy of guys coming off the sideline, the defense coming off the sideline, you know, or a big return when the offense comes back on the sideline. We try and really provide a shot of juice into the game. And when you can do that, pin somebody deep, knowing our D-line, knowing our defensive secondary, you know, they're going to give the quarterback fits, and he's going to be seeing a lot of different stuff. So he's got to get rid of the ball fast because of who's coming at him. But, man, it's a great situation to know that you're appreciated first off coming off the field. But then, you know, I get the bucket of popcorn out and watch AD do work.
Rams punter Johnny Hecker, my guest. Now, I mentioned off the top, Johnny, you've thrown 22 passes in your career. You've also called off a few others. Like, what's going through your head when you're lining up and the play calls for you to pass? Are you super relaxed in that moment, or are you fired up?
I try and be as relaxed as possible, for sure. It's just going back to the you know, hundreds of reps that we've had at practice, or the reps that I've thrown after practice to receivers, or when they're done with offensive drills and we got scout team O out there, I'll throw some balls to them. But man, it's just the more hyped up and amped I am, probably the more it'll show to the punt return team, or the easier it'll be for me to sky ball over someone's head or skip it to them. So I try and just stay as relaxed as possible, keep breathing, and try and make everything look the same so that way I'm not tipping anybody off. But my heart rate is definitely elevated.
All right, so I had actor Scott Eastwood on the show yesterday. We were talking about a couple of years back when he and Kevin Hart went to Rams camp. He was trying to catch punts from the machine. Instead, it's so much tougher than people would ever imagine. Like, what's your reaction when you hear regular people say, "Oh, I could catch a punt in the NFL"?
Yeah, I mean, there's a big difference between being on a field and then catching one off the jugs versus in a game. You know, when you have guys that are running 4.3 40s bearing down on you, and you know, everyone's trying to rip your head off, but It's a deal where it's a very underappreciated skill, I think. You get people that are even athletes that have played to a certain level, and you catch a football off a guy's foot. Off a jug, you know, you're going to get pretty much the same rotation every time. The ball's going to come down in relatively the same area. But in a football game, you got punters that are misdirecting you, leaning one way and hitting the ball the other way, or hitting balls that curve one way or another. There's a lot of deception in the punting game, and, man, the good returners make it look easy.
Hey, listen, I'm glad you brought that up and explained it like that, because I was going to say, it's not like you just stand back there and just smoke the same punt over and over again. You've got a variety of punts in your arsenal. How many variations do you have, and how do you go about deciding which punt to go with in a given moment?
Variations. I would say I have probably just like three regular styles of punts that I hit. You know, I hit an end over end going in ball. I hit a spiral in the open field. And then I can hit a ball that kind of curves sideways from left to right, call that a banana. And then I have the variations that you have off of those are the way that you lean. You can drop it inside and hit it, like look like you're going to hit it right, pull it left. look like you're going to hit a left, pull it right, and just kind of the different leg angles that you have on each one of those hits. But, it just going back to practice and the situations that I've put myself in during the week is kind of where I build that confidence for game day, and also just going into warmups and seeing the field conditions and which, you know, if the wind's blowing at my back, maybe I can hit a going in ball from the minus 40 instead of the plus 40. So you really just kind of got to play the conditions that day, but also just realizing that, you know, if you have the freedom to be able to hit whatever kind of punt you want, you're just going to do whatever you can to give your team the best outcome.
Rams punter Johnny Hecker is joining us. We're talking philosophy. You know, I've had a number of kickers on the show. Johnny, in recent years, we always talk about the mindset required to be a kicker. How would you describe the mindset and the mental approach required to be a punter?
Oh, I haven't given too much thought to this, which might be a point to kind of the mindlessness involved. You know, you need to be present in the moment, but the more you think about what you're doing, the harder it's going to be to replicate. You know, you need to kind of just be in the zone kind of mentality. But for the most part, it's everyone makes this correlation, but it's like golf. You know, you're doing a similar swing over and over. You need to be consistent, and then you also need to have a kind of a great short-term memory amnesia. You know, you hit a ball, and if it was good, you can't carry that into your next ball thinking, oh, this next one's going to be great because of that last one. Or if it's bad, you can't think this next one's going to be bad because of the last one. You know, you have to put that one behind you and really treat each rep as a unique circumstance, because the field position changes, you know, the time in the game, the momentum and everything. You need to just have all of that in mind. But at the same time, you want to go out there and be as just mindless as possible and just let your technique take over and let muscle memory kind of get you through the rep.
Johnny Hecker, my guest. I think that's well said as well. I like the analogy about golf and the golf swing. So let me ask you this. You had that punt against Kansas City in that shootout where you blasted that one with over a minute left. The sound of your foot on the ball was one thing, but then there was the reaction from the crowd. What's it feel like when you get that perfect connection with the ball and the crowd has that kind of a reaction? And do you feel it?
Yeah. I mean, it's something that I don't really notice it until maybe I watch a TV copy or something, but when you hit one good, and you know, I don't really watch the ball come off my foot. I have kind of my head down as I follow through, and I look up, and man, there have been plenty of times where I thought I absolutely smashed the ball, and it comes out like a duck, or where you don't feel like you hit it good, and it turns out okay. But those ones where you just absolutely smash it, it's undeniable. It's like you barely even swung through the thing and almost didn't even hit the ball, but it just flies off your foot, and you see it soaring through the air. There's no better feeling to a punter, I feel.
He is a six-time All-Pro, a four-time Pro Bowler, a member of the 2010s All-Decade Team, and again, 13 for 22 and a touchdown throwing the football. Johnny Hecker with that jungle debut. Johnny, great to have you on. That was really interesting. Great to talk to you. Hope we can do it again soon.
Yeah, Jim. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. And let's go Rams.
Let's go Rams. Let's do that again soon. Good job, Johnny. Well done. I love that. Different kind of topic. So there's a hell of a lot more to it, obviously, than going out there and making that same kick over and over and over again. There is a science to it, and he does it as well as anybody.